the same day, December the 10th, and it's only moments later, but I thought I'd put up another procrastination boo because there's just, I have so many emails to deal with here and I don't always get to it every day. So here is a reply from listener Daniel. In fact, he's replying to my audio boo, which is really cool. He's saying, thanks for your latest procrastination boo. Every morning, I seem to forget that I struggle with procrastination. Every day, after wasting the first few hours on the internet, for example, reading various newspapers and blogs, Wikipedia, YouTube, and email, guilt kicks in, and I turn off the internet. However, somehow, the feeling of guilt is forgotten the next day. The last boo is a short, good reminder of my procrastination habit. Well, thanks, Daniel. I think it's interesting because if you go back to my I Procrastinate podcast 3 weeks ago when I was talking about cognitive dissonance and reducing it, forgetting is a key aspect there. So guilt is often the emotion that signals that we're having this dissonance, and what we quickly do is just forget, and that forgetfulness leads us into the same place. Although the other reason we get to the same place the next day isn't so much that we forget our guilt, but it's just habit, as you say. This is how I live my life. And the only real way around that, as I can see it, is making a different intention, specifically an implementation intention where you put the cue for behavior in the environment. So in this case, you want to say, tomorrow morning when I get up and I reach to turn on the computer, I'm going to stop and do something else. So you have to make the signal in this situation. When I'm reaching to turn on the computer, it's going to signal me to rethink my behavior. So you're making that implementation intention, and you should probably have something very concrete to go and do so that you get on to the task you want to, or you just go do something that you find more fulfilling. Because I'm not advocating living life like a robot or becoming super productive for the sake of being super productive. That's not the point at all. In fact, the reason I talk about this and do research on it is because procrastination undermines our well-being. I just really couldn't care that much how productive you are. That's your concern. But I do care if that you're putting off things that you want to get done, and it's because you can't regulate your own behavior, because I know that really leads to an enormous burden on ourselves. It really brings us down. And I think that if anyone can just kind of remember the moment you did a task that had been just kind of lingering over your head for a long time, and you finally got it done, the enormous sense of relief and well-being that comes with that. Well, if you're living your life under that burden all the time, it's a horrible place to live. And that's why my concern about procrastination. Well, I'll be back with some more, not in 2 minutes, not tomorrow, but soon. Until then, I hope you'll keep up with procrastination.ca. And if you're really enjoying the audio boo, you might enjoy a podcast if you haven't listened to them. And you can find all of the podcasts. There's a link at my homepage at procrastination.ca. I'll be talking to you very soon. I'll try to do a daily boo. It's just not always feasible.